Hello world. You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy on the number one global business talk and news network on the internet, IBGR International Business Growth Radio. Welcome to the Influencers Formula, where you're going to get a roadmap to instant authority and thought leadership with a podcast that you're proud of. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert, and the producer of almost 14,000 podcasts.
And hey, everybody, I'm Ben Gioia, three-time international best-selling author, and my teachings have reached more than 50,000 people worldwide with the kind of stuff that we are teaching you through this adventure together, and we are your hosts for this 13-week journey. So before we jump in, remember that if you want direct live support from us for your business podcast, then do contact us today at ibgr.info, ibgr.info. So this week, we'll keep walking through an easy to follow, proven plug and play way to get your podcast done 13 minutes at a time in just 13 weeks. So follow the formula and welcome to the show.
Yes. And we've got a great one lined up for you. I always say that we have a great one. This is my favorite. This is my favorite. No, this is my favorite, but this one is one of my favorites. This is week 5 of 13. It's the Do It Now episode. This is all about mindset. It's the mindset show. And so we're going to go over the fear, your podcast, and that little inner voice in episode number 17. Then we'll get the unsexy podcast success factors, segueing into episode 19, which is the script or not to script your podcast, or option C. And then we'll wrap this four-part series up with how to speak on your podcast without sounding like you're reading a script.
Because we are not reading a script here.
Not at all.
Thank you very much. And I love that we do it this week. Pardon me, this way, Donna. So this week, here's what you can expect, right? So we are going deep on all the things that Donna talked about, right? And that makes it season 11, episode 17. And there's a spiritual teacher who's lovely here out in California called named Adi Ashanti. If we would only see that all limitations are self-imposed and chosen out of fear, we would leap at once. So our goal today, everyone, is that we move a little bit further at leaping at once. And may we support you in that. And really, we want to make sure that you are someone worth listening to by creating a podcast. Let me say that again. Shocking, right? Here's the show about making podcasts. And part of becoming someone worth listening to is making the freaking podcast.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah, because a great idea is only a great idea when you share it with somebody else, I think. Yeah. And so really that becoming someone worth listening to is that creating the podcast, which is the scary part. And so at this point, I just want to put my tender heart out there and say, it can be scary to take that first leap. And sometimes having just that extra support or someone to bounce ideas off of is really important to get that launch happening. So, you know, if you want to contact us at ibgr.info, schedule a time to talk. Happy to do that. I've been putting hundreds of people through this program. You heard about the 14,000 podcasts. Your idea needs to be heard too. I want to hear from you. Ben wants to hear from you. So ibgr.info for some direct support for your business podcast. And then also make sure to subscribe to theinfluencersformula.com because this is a series. I don't know how else to say that.
This is a series. We go step by step, right? And yeah. A big part of this is, you know, not being scared anymore.
Yeah. There's that big secret. What's the big secret?
Yeah, that it's only scary until you actually do it.
Dang, really? Right? That's it?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to keep being scared, don't take action.
Right.
Right. Want to stop being scared? Like, just do it. Right. And then want to throw an extra layer on all of this, because I know your mind is already being blown here. Right. Just do it, because time is going to pass regardless.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So much packed in what you just said. It's only scary till you do it. That very first step, and then you're like, oh, it's not so bad. I remember when I was at the top of a scaffold doing a ropes course, Ben, and I was afraid of heights.
Oh, wow.
And I climbed up like 50 feet and then there was no way down. I had to take the leap. And as soon as I did, it was so fun. It was like, oh, this is it. Yeah. This is it.
Yeah. And for me, Donna, I once jumped out of a plane.
What?
I once jumped out of a plane. That's a whole nother story. Not even attached to someone, which is a whole nother story.
Apparently you had a parachute because we're still talking.
I did have a parachute, thank goodness. And let me tell you, I was terrified the whole time. I took action and I was terrified in the action. But when I got to the ground and it was over, then I felt amazing. You might feel terrified in the prep. You might feel terrified in the practice. You might feel terrified in taking notes or doing research or recording the podcast, right? It might be scary even as you're first doing it. It's going to soften. It's going to go away. But 80, 90, 97% of that fear will disappear just by that first movement.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I can remember when I first started pushing the button, that's what I would call it on Facebook, doing these little Facebook lives. Mm-hmm. And then I would look back and I'm like, oh gosh, really, Donna? But you know, the more you're building a muscle. And yeah. as this is happening, and everyone has that little voice in their head that, who do you think you are? Why would anyone want to listen to you? And you know, obviously everyone has that. And we can choose to face that, or we can turn around and choose to face the fact that you've been given an idea, that you've done the work up until this point. This is episode 17. If you've been following along, you've got 16 little leapstones. What are we calling those?
Stepstones.
That's the one. Donna should never go off script. But
what script?
But really, you've done all this work up to here, and now it's time to share that. And what happens is, the closer you get to awesome, the louder those voices can become. But they don't have to. They don't have to. You can turn around and face in another direction at any given point. It's always a choice.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. You know, and I was just teaching at my deep dive last weekend, right? That beliefs are sets of thoughts and habitual thinking, essentially, right? So, you know, how you think about all of this stuff is just, you know, patterns, right? Yeah. So you interrupt the pattern by taking some level of action, you know. Relax your head, relax your face, and smile and breathe and do it again. I mean, I remember when I first started on this grand adventure 13 years ago, by the way. I just celebrated my anniversary as an entrepreneur.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. 13 years. I don't know what happened.
you sneezed and you blinked and it was.
I did. And listeners, pay attention to everything we're saying, even if you're not doing a podcast, because you can save like 10 years and $100,000 by putting into practice what you're teaching. I mean, I'm just speaking from like, you know, my own investment of time and money. You do what I'm teaching you right now, like guaranteed. Yeah. I mean, well, I'm not saying that in a court of law, right? But, you know, some results may vary, all those things. But
right, of course.
But I firmly believe, because this has worked for me, this has worked for all of my stuff. And, you know, it's not just the podcast, right? It's the book. It's all of these pieces of content. And Donna, the story that I was trying to get to that I made my own tangent from is when I got started on this grand adventure. My very first coach was a fabulous human being. His name is Lou Dallow. I said, Lou, I was probably doing my fourth podcast interview ever, you know, being interviewed. Lou, I'm really nervous. It's my fourth podcast interview, you know. And he said, may you never lose that.
Yeah.
And I said, what do you mean? And he said, oh, it just shows how much you care.
Yeah.
And I went,
Yes, I just want to jump in there because I'm a musician. Yeah. And I went to music school for college and I did a senior recital and I had no nerves. It was the worst concert I've ever played. I finished afterwards and it was so anticlimactic. And I said, it's the nerves that brings the energy. It's the nerves that brings the connectedness. It's you want those because you care. Mm-hmm. You want those because you care. I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate you saying that too. And a lot of times, you know, you hear the word take action. This is my experience, right? A lot of times I hear the word take action, right? And then take action implies or feels like, or because other people have followed up take action with like a laundry list of 86 things to do or some big epic plan that's going to take, you know, 4 months, 6 days a week, you know, 12 hours a day, right? And it's like, wait a minute, you know, we all know, or maybe need to be reminded sometimes that, you know, if you can picture in one of my hands, right, your comfort zone is over here, right? And the other hand, right, where the magic happens, or right, the space between the two doesn't need to be far, right? So just, you know, stepping out of that comfort zone 10%, right? Just taking that first little action, right? Scheduling your next 13 minutes to just sit down behind a microphone. If you don't have a microphone, draw it on a piece of paper, tape it to the, you know, screen on your laptop and get in the groove. And if you're an accountability partner person, or not, consider getting the accountability partner to help you through this process.
Yes, that 10% is so true. And that's why we break down each of these podcasts into 13 minutes. Mm-hmm. And we say, just go do this little thing, go do this little thing. That's that little 10% of what can really make the difference in you becoming the life changer in somebody else's life. And that's what I believe podcasting is all about. That's what I believe book writing is all about, is becoming that change agent in somebody else's life. So, you know, here's where it gets extra fun and extra scary. Schedule those next 13 minutes, start speaking the words that your audience most needs to hear. In addition, go ahead and subscribe to the influencersformula.com show so that you'll never miss an episode, because it is little bite-sized, out of your comfort zone, take actions along the way. And anytime you need direct support or want direct support from either Ben or myself, then just go to ibgr.info and get something on our calendar. Happy's not even the word, because it is about life changing. We're gonna wrap this one up now. You've been listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy. This is episode 17, Fear Your Podcast and That Little Inner Voice. This is the series on the IBGR Network with Donna Cundy and Ben Gioia. Thank you for listening. We're coming back with 3 more episodes, so don't go anywhere if you're listening live. If you're listening to the recording, just keep on listening. We'll be right back.
Thanks, everybody.